this weekend. It's the 45th annual North Ridgeville Corn Festival. It takes place all weekend long, Friday straight through Sunday. Lots of awesome things happening there. And here to tell us more about the North Ridgeville Corn Festival, our very first guest for today, John Butkowski, joining us on the hotline. John, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm just doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, so far so good. We're looking forward to this weekend's festivities, the 45th annual North Ridgeville Corn Festival. We're going to get into all of this year's events, but let's go all the way back to the beginning. How did this whole thing start?
Well, the Corn Festival actually goes back to 1975 when Mayor Stewart here in North Ridgeville wanted the city to become a bicentennial community the following year in 1976. In order to be a bicentennial community, there were several things that you had to comply with, and if you did, then you would be granted that status. One of the things involved having something that would be a continuing thing beyond 1976. So at that time, the group of us got together. Mayor Stewart asked for a committee to be formed, and I got elected chairman. I guess I was the first volunteer, so that went with it. Anyway, at the time, North Ridgeville was noted for home building. It was going like crazy, along with there was a lot of farming going on in the community, mainly sweet corn farming. Sweet corn, field corn for animals, of course, but also popcorn. In fact, when my wife and myself wanted some popcorn, instead of going to the store, we would go down on 83 to a farmer and knock on his door and tell him we want to buy a couple pounds of popcorn. He'd go down into his storage and bring out a brown paper bag with the popcorn. So we thought the popcorn was great, but why don't we call it a corn festival? At that time, there was one other corn festival in Ohio down in Millersport, which is kind of southeast of Columbus. And we thought that would be great to have something up north here. So we had the first festival was held on the old athletic field in back of the middle school off of Center Ridge. And we had 13 booths, and it was a Saturday afternoon. And we've kind of grown and expanded from that to what we have now, which is we block off Bainbridge Road from State Route 83 to Root Road. And we have approximately 100 concessionaires, amusement rides, free entertainment, fireworks. So we've come a long way from 1975 and 1976.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how that all began. You said from 13 booths, now you're up to about 100. And that was my next question. You know, how much has this grown over the years, not just in the number of booths, but the number of activities and community engagement as well?
Well, That has grown quite a bit in conjunction with the Corn Festival. We thought originally that it would be neat to have some type of a community event where a lot of city-based organizations could get involved, because at that time also, every organization seemed to have their own series of fundraisers. And we thought, you know, if we could have one big one, maybe they would all benefit. And that's what's happened. And, of course, with the original committee, the committee has changed over the years, and with new people come new ideas. So as we have grown, we've also grown with new ideas. One, for instance, is several years back, one of the committee members thought it would be great to try to instill in our young people the fact of giving back to the community, getting involved. So we formed a junior corn festival committee with kids up through high school. Okay, and they basically come out just before the festival. They do some planning, and they actually get involved with doing different things to help the Corn Festival Committee. One of those is we have three mascots, which the kids and the adults love. They're slider-type costume mascots. One is Candy Corn, one is Kernel Corn, and one is Poppy Corn. And the junior committee members are the ones that wear those costumes all weekend and bring a lot of joy and happiness to the young kids and the people at the festival.
Yeah, and it seems like that was a pretty big hit. at Best of Lorain County last week. I know a lot of people were very excited when they saw the mascots there having a great time. They were very, very difficult to miss, and they were certainly having a great time. John Butkowski with the North Ridgeville Corn Festival joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. This weekend is the 45th annual North Ridgeville Corn Festival. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's get into this year's festivities. What kinds of things are happening at this year's event, and what kinds of new things will be happening this year?
Well, for one thing, last year was the first year that we, in a long time, didn't have a parade because of the construction on Center Ridge. Well, we brought the parade back this year. It's going to basically start at the North Ridgeville High School, go down Ranger Way to Bainbridge, down Bainbridge to Willow, Willow to Pitt. So it's going to be like a circle, okay, coming back to the high school parking lot again. It's about 1.1 miles, so that's basically been asked for. The people have been asking, what can you do to bring it back? So we brought it back. Also, one new addition to the parade, I think everyone's going to like this, is the Mr. Peanut Peanut Mobile has called and said they want to be in our parade, so they're going to be there on Sunday. So the parade starts at 1:30, and it'll probably be close to an hour-long parade. So that's basically something new. For the children, we're going to have a bounce house and one of those bounce slides and a third item, okay, to basically amuse the kids. We're also, the North Ridgeville Corn Festival Committee has a corn booth that we have typically Amish-style sweet corn. This is a recipe that we got back in 1975 from the Amish, and basically it has to do with the condiments that we put in the water that we cook the corn in. Well, we've been doing that, like I said, since day one, but one addition this year is we're going to be also serving Mexican street corn. People have been asking for it the last couple years, and basically it's going to be cooked, boiled corn, but it's the condiments that we put on it. And if people are interested, they can do a web search on Mexican street corn, and they can see it looks quite interesting, quite tasty. So that's going to be something new. The other thing we're going to do, one of the recipients of our donations every year from the Corn Festival is the scholarships. We give $3,000 worth of scholarships here to senior North Ridgeville resident students. And we're going to have an Ohio State football helmet that we're going to be raffling off. So some lucky winner will end up with that helmet, and, of course, we can help bolster our scholarship funds that way. So those are some of the new things that are going to be at this year's festival.
John, real quick, I want to get an idea about this Mexican street corn you're talking about, because when you mentioned that, bull just about went nuts. Is it a spicy variation of corn here?
It's not spicy, okay, per se.
All right.
But it has to do with the kind and the type of cheese you put on it. There's several different recipes that you can see online for the street corn, but we actually got the idea a couple years ago. Some lady would come to our sweet corn booth, and she asked if we had it, and we said, no, we don't. And she said, well, would you mind if I come back tomorrow, because I want to buy some more of your corn, and I'll bring some of the condiments. So she brought the condiments, okay, and basically did it. That was 2 years ago. She did the same thing last year. And then we were asking ourselves this year, you know, maybe we ought to just go ahead and basically have Mexican sweet corn that's called street corn that we'll sell to everybody.
Nice.
So that's what we're going to do. So it is not a spicy thing necessarily.
All right.
I love it, John. I was going nuts here in the studio. I had to turn my microphone off, whole nine yards. I love Mexican street corn. So that is a sensational addition. I'm going to be there on Saturday with our very own Craig Adams, WEOL. We'll have a booth set up, and Craig's going to be by himself for a little while when I go out and I find that Mexican street corn, because I'm certainly going to do some chowing down myself. That'll be really, really awesome. That's one of the many foods that you guys have available at the Corn Festival. For those who have never been, can you give us an idea as to what other kinds of foods will be there besides corn?
Oh, gee. You can have chicken, ice cream. You'll have barbecued beef, brisket, pierogies, different type of pastries, different types of ice creams, of course, elephant ears, anything that you can think of, we will have there.
And I've got to ask you about some of the games. And we're going to reserve the corn eating contest for our last question, but I know you guys have a lot of games there, a lot of corn crafts and games specifically for the kids. There's a horseshoe contest as well. What kinds of games will be available throughout the weekend?
Well, we, of course, on Saturday is the annual Ken Carney horseshoe contest. And again, all of the proceeds from that go to community care. So that's something that the people always look forward to, either participating in or actually being there. Junior Corn Festival Committee has come up with a bunch of activities and games for the children, which will be at, we call it Poppy's Kids Corner, which is over by Safetyville on Bainbridge Road there. So they've got different games scheduled for every day, okay? And again, it's the junior committee that themselves are involved with actually helping promote those games. So there's also going to be a typical there, you know, in the amusement area. So there's going to be something for everybody.
All right. Well, I mentioned we'd reserve this for last. The corn eating contest. Sounds like this has got to be a lot of fun to witness. Have you noticed in watching this over all the years, is there a certain strategy that's used by some of those that come away as winners with this thing?
Yeah, everyone has a different strategy. Some do the typewriter technique. Some kind of turn the corn. The craziest one that I've ever witnessed is one gentleman would actually take the corn, if you can just feature this, instead of holding it horizontally to the ground, he holds it vertically. Okay, and he has a good set of lower teeth, and he would just take that ear of corn and kind of almost like he'd use like a food grater. He would take it and just take one swipe down, and he's got one path already cleared on that ear of corn. Then he just turn it slightly, and he'd do the same thing. So instead of horizontal eating, it was vertical.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm kind of anxious. See, I had corn last night. The next time I have corn, I'm going to try that vertical approach. Yeah, I'm going to give that a go. That sounds pretty interesting. Okay.
Don't hurt yourself. That sounds like you could do some damage if you don't know what you're doing.
All part of the festivities this weekend. It begins this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. John, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us today. We look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thank you very much. And if anyone that's listening wants to see more information about it, go to nrcornfest.org. Everything about the festival is there.
Very nice. nrcornfest.org. John, thank you again for the time.
Thank you for the time also.
That's John Butkowski with the North Ridgeville Corn Festival joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.